Okay. What about, Nate, we were talking about leaving somebody in the morning. You'd probably say good day to them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call the part of the day after you stop saying good morning? You say it's the what?
Evening.
Okay. How would you say hello to somebody if you saw them during the evening? You'd say what?
Good evening.
Okay. What about the part of the day after supper? What do you call that?
It's still good evening.
Still the evening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about the names of the meals you eat? When you get up in the morning, you eat what?
Breakfast.
And then you eat?
Dinner.
And then you eat?
Supper.
Okay. And what do you say when you're leaving somebody at night? What do you say to them?
Good night.
And what about on the farm when you start to work before daylight? You say we started to work before
daylight.
Or maybe before sun.
Before the sun was up.
Before sunrise.
Yeah.
Okay. And talking about the word rise, you'd say the sun rises today. Yesterday it
went down.
Or same thing. Yesterday it
rose.
And it has. It has what? It has many times.
Mm-hmm.
It has
rose.
Okay. What about if you worked till the sun went out of sight? You'd say that we worked until
the sun was down.
Mm-hmm. Or sundown. Or sunset.
Sunset.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Today is what? Today is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Today is Friday. So Thursday was.
Yesterday.
Uh-huh. And Saturday will be?
Tomorrow.
Okay. And if somebody came to see you on Sunday, a week earlier than last Sunday, you'd say he came here?
2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh. Or Sunday?
Sunday was a week ago.
Okay. But if he's here and he's going to leave next Sunday, a week beyond Sunday, that would be what? He's leaving Sunday.
Sunday week.
Okay. And what about if somebody stayed at your house from about the 1st of the month to the 15th? You'd say he stayed about what?
About 2 weeks.
Have you ever heard anybody say he stayed about a fortnight?
I don't think I remember what a fortnight is.
It's about 14 days.
Mm, 30 days. Mm-hmm. Well, that's 2 weeks.
What about if you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody what?
Ask him to be out of time.
Mm-hmm. And after you'd ask him, he'd say, well, I'll have to look at my
watch.
Uh-huh. What would you call the time that's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock? You'd say it's what?
Morning.
Okay, or you'd say it's
7:30 or 7.
Uh-huh.
7:30 or 7:15 or quarter.
Uh-huh. What about if it's 15 minutes later than 10:30? What is it?
Quarter till 11.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you've been doing something for a long time, you'd say I've been doing that for quite
a while.
Okay. You might say that. Well, if 1975 was last year, then 1976 is
this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How old is your grandnephew about?
I think he told me he was 23.
23 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you, if something happened about this time last year, you'd say it happened, what?